Good morning to the morning show from our imagination. Brock and Hunter, please don't turn the station.
I mean, that wasn't the worst thing you've done. Not bad. Not bad. It'll work.
Not a good rapper.
No. I am, though. I'm a very good rapper.
Are you?
It's 6:42. We got to keep her moving here. It's time for
your freestyler.
Oh, dude, all day. I'll take Eminem on any day, man. Come on.
Yeah. You go to 8 Mile once in a while.
You know, dude, I'll throw down in a rap battle, bro. We got to keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, real quick, in some awesome local Michigan news or local-esque, Greta Van Fleet were the musical guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Wednesday night.
There you go.
They played their new single, Heat Above, from the Battle at Garden State, which comes out today. You can check it out. The guys crush it, man. It's just, they get better and better and better, and it's just...
It's been a second since I've seen anything from them, too. Have they been kind of on a hiatus or no?
Well, like with everyone, you know, because of the pandemic, they haven't been out. They would have been touring like crazy in 2020 because, I mean, their meteor is rising at this point. Mm-hmm. So, but awesome, man. Hey, Kimmel, that's big time. Getting any of these late night shows, dude, that's big time, man. So nicely done for the Michigan boys from Frankenmuth. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Lastly, in your rock news, SNL's Pete Davidson has been tapped to play Joey Ramone in a Netflix biopic about the late singer. I Slept with Joey Ramone is based on the book of the same title by Joey's brother, Mickey Lee, and will reunite Davidson with director Jason Orley, who helmed both Davidson's 2019 movies, Big Time Adolescence, and his Netflix stand-up special, Pete Davidson, Alive from New York. Davidson and Orley wrote the treatment for the film, and Davidson and Lee are among its executive producers. The title is a reference to Mickey sharing a bed with Joey when they were children and their continuing relationship after they both became musicians. Coincidentally, yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Joey Ramone's death following a 7-year battle with lymphoma. So, if you're a fan of the Ramones, if you're a fan of the punk rock scene, the early punk rock scene, or just music in general, I think this'll do pretty well. I'll be honest, Pete Davidson, at first I wasn't a big fan. I didn't understand his kind of...
The craze.
The niche there of him on SNL. But the movies that he's acted in, he's done a really good job. So for anybody who's like, "Wow, who's this guy?" or I give it a chance. I think this is probably going to turn out pretty well, in my opinion.
I'm the same way with Pete Davidson. It's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, "Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty funny." Other times I'm like, "Eh."
For what it is, I'm still not. He does all right on SNL. He's gotten better, but like I said, his acting chops are a lot better than anticipated. And I think if he really harnesses life of Joey Ramone, I think it's going to turn out pretty well. So we'll see. We'll see. But it's just in the beginning stages, but on its way for Netflix. But there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, April 16th, 1974, Queen played their first American concert at Denver's Regis College. Now, this is pretty amazing. Because Queen playing at a college, which it just seems unheard of. I mean, one of the biggest bands in the world. Like I said, they had to start somewhere.
You got to start. There's a good handful of people out there, like, they can say that. I saw Queen before Queen was Queen.
Well, here's what's even better, too, is that this Regis College is a private Roman Catholic and Jesuit university.
Wow.
So I have a feeling
full of people.
I have a feeling that the people, like the board of directors that booked Queen, probably did like, "Oh, look at this. It's a band from over in Europe." They say, "Queen, that's a nice name. Why do we book them for a show?" And then they come out and it's just like, "Oh my God, what did we do? Oh,
what happened?"
Children,
that's a wild fact.
Calm down, children. Children, no moshing in the Coliseum. Calm down.
Calm down. Active attention. That's wild.
Fantastic. But there you go. So Queen made it here to the States and played their first show. That is what happened on this day in your rock history and your rock news. We're going to be back with more. Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.